Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra. Daf Ayin Ches. Picking it up. About a Mishnah. Moving along with what you sell and what's included. Hamocher is a chamor. Someone who sells a burro. In English, known as a donkey. If you sell a donkey. And what's the din? Lobach a kelim. The kelim don't come with it. And the Rashbam says, but Gemara first, though. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. The kelim. Meaning he has stuff that comes along with this, a donkey. Nachum Amadi Amri says, Macher Kalev. So what you talking about? You sell the donkey? Comes along with the Kalev as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, depends. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. How so? Ketzad. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? What he means is, Haya Chamor, the fun of a Kalev, I love it. Say the Chamor sitting in front of you and has all of its gear on it. Va'amarlo. And he says to the owner, Macharli, Chamor Chazeh, sell me this Chamor. Says Rashbam, come Moshehi, im kelim shalea, as is with this kelim on it, harei kelim b'churim, then all the kelim are sold with it. Chamor chahu, but he says, sell me this chamor, it says yours, says Rashbam, klomar, im zu hi chamorcha, if this is your chamor, mechor sali, sell it to me. Dahainu kemocher es chamor stam, like selling a chamor stam. Usvil Rabbi Yehuda, de'ein kelim b'chur, v'afil abod l'nur lav, in such a case, the kelim are not going to be sold, even if it's still on it, and that's what and then the Mishnah finishes by saying, ein kelim b'chur, then the kelim are not sold. So we have in our Mishnah, three different shitas. One is Nachum Amadi, I'm sorry, the Tanakam, it says Lo Macher Kalev. Then Nachum Amadi says Macher Kalev. Then maybe it says it depends. If he says it like in a way, like I want it with it, then it is, and if without it, then it's not. Okay. That's a Gemara. Amar Ola. Machlokes. The machlokes in the Tanakama and Nachum Amadi is Bisak Vidiskaya Vechumini Olamim. These are three different things. One is a sack, is the sack. The sky is a saddlebag, and kumni is a side saddle. And Rashbam explains, Mirkavta Dinashi, the more I was going to say this, Ukudalakama, like we're going to see the woman's seat. Vigam hum min maso, sha'isha yosheves kemaso. It's like a burden holder, because a woman sits there like a burden, like carrying a burden. The stam chamor, lurechivas hanashim koi. Apparently, we're saying that a chamor stam is for people to be sitting on. The Tanakama suffers stam chamor lirko, because the Tanakama is of the opinion that chamor is generally used for people to be transported. It says Rashbam, chamor the rechivas adam omed v'lomasoi. It's not there generally in order to be able to carry burdens and packages and you know like a cargo of sort. Rather for people. Hilkach therefore mocher as a chamor you sell it stam lo mocher or some kelim asum l'masoi. The things that are used in order to carry cargo are not sold. Ella osam only those things kelim asum l'rechivas like to ride on could go in uka for merdas. These things are like the saddle and the marda wa-wa-wa-was. And as we're going to see in a minute, Nachum Amadi Savar Chamor L'Masayom, and it's there in order to be able to carry people, burdens, packages, cargo. V'kana Kulam Gama Uka V'Mardas Delitaon Masoy Al Gabano Asun, because these are things which are carrying as well. It's there in order to go to carry cargo, and therefore all this stuff is going to be included. Aval ukaf mardas kilkalei vechevek divrei hakol mechurim. But when you're talking about the saddle and the blanket and the ukaf mardas kilkalei, which is a type of strap which is used and put underneath the animal in order to hold the saddle in place, and the chevek, the strap, which is used in order to secure the rider, all these things, everyone's going to say that this is going to be sold, because this is for both riding on and holding cargo, and therefore they're included in the sale, whether it's, no matter how you hold it, to be for people or for cargo. Let's say the person goes and he says, I'm selling you the hamor and its gear. Then it's sold. All these things are sold. The saddle, the blanket, the strap that's held on underneath the stomach of the animal, and the thing for the person. But you didn't sell the sack, the saddlebag, or the side saddle. It was manshamer. Let's say the guy says, the one selling it says, I'm selling you the donkey and everything on it. And everything is sold. Now, the reason is because the seller said, I'm selling you the donkey and it's kalim that the buyer is getting the saddle and the blade and all these things. But he didn't say it, right? If all he said is, I'm selling you the donkey, lo, then it wouldn't come along with all those things. But it goes against Ula that's saying that everyone's masking at the sales, including the saddle, the blanket, this strap, and the two different straps. Says Gemara, lo, that, my friends, is the bach. Throws in the word lo. No, not a raya. Who adend afagav de lo amar lechamar vekelev nami. Even he didn't say, I'm selling the donkey and his stuff and his gear. Ukumedas bakurim, this stuff is going to be sold. Hakamash malan. And this is what the Bais is coming to tell us by saying the case of when it says, and it's kelim, da afagav de amar lechamar vekelev. Even though you said that, sak vidiskai vakumini lokani. The sack and the saddlebag and the side saddle do not go along with it. And this is like the chachamim, right? Nachum Amadi, he says that this stuff goes along with it even when he doesn't mention it at all, right? Okay, now my kumni, what is a kumni? We already explained it in the Rashbam, we spelled it out, but Amar Papa Bashmo Merkafta de Nashi. It's the area for the Vablich to go ahead, the woman's saddle to go and sit in. It was just like, you know, the sidekick. They had like a little chair for them, kilo on it. Now, Ibailu, Ibailu. When exactly is this machlokas then the Karma Nacham Madi? But Odin Allah machlokas is talking about when the stuff is on the animal at the time when they're talking about it. It says Rashbam, Hasak Vizkai machlokas, but Odin Allah, Bishas Bechira, Abubikshain Odin Allah. If it's not on it, then Modul Nachim, then Nacham Madi is going to be maskim the Rabbanan. Dein Machurin, it's not Machur, Vafil Ukav Mardas Nami in Machurin, it mean Allah. Right? So that's why, but Odin Allah machlokas. Aval b'she'ein Allah, but it wouldn't be on it. The modelu nachem amadi is going to ask him. Odim b'she'ein b'she'ein on Allah machlokas. Machlokas is when it's not on it. Filo hachi uka from our das says Rashbam kana. Even though it's going to be, even so it's going to be kana. Aval odim Allah, the modelu the rabbanu lemachem then. When it is on it, then the rabbanu will be masking the nachamadi that is going to be sold. So let's try to bring a raya. Toshima, we have ourselves a delicious and nutritious, unbelievable, fantastic, outstanding price. Wizman Sha'amuli lo, hu v'choma shalav, when the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you the burro, the donkey, and everything on it, tari kulam nuchurin. And all of it is sold, that even the sack, the saddlebag, the side saddle. Now, if we're talking about a case, if the seller is saying with everything on it, when we see the Bryce is talking about a case in which the gear is on the donkey at the time it's getting sold, and still the Bryce says that the cargo gear is sold only if the seller says straight up he's selling everything on it. So, if you want to say that the machlokas want to sell on it, so how many rabbanon here? Then we can say that the Bryce is the rabbanon. If you want to say when the gear is not on it, that's where the machlok is going to be. But when it's still on it, everyone's going to be masking that it's old Hamani. Then who's it going like? Not going like the Rabbanan or like Nachum Amadi. So what's going on? So it must be, it's talking about a case where the machlokas is when it's still on it. That's where the machlokas is. But if not on it, then even Nachum Amadi says it's not going to be sold. It says Gemara, not a riot. Liyol the Mishenah, then Olam Mechlokas. Liyol the Mechlokas when it's still not on it. Right? Liyol Olam is the high Olam Eimalacha. Right? Really tell you, I'll tell you, Bishen Eima, did I add a word? Yeah, Eimalacha says the Bach. Bishen Olam Olam Mechlokas, Olam Mechlokas. Rabbanan, and it's really going in the word of Rabbanan. The Eima and say, Ubizman Sha'amer Lo, Hu V'chomashiroi Liyos Alav. The last part of the buyer is telling us what? When the seller tells the buyer, I'm selling you this burro, the donkey, and everything that's roy to be on it, then all is going to be sold, even though it doesn't have the stuff that's on it right now. Okay, so we don't have a riot. So let's try again. Toshima, wah, 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 wah. Let's take a look. Whoa, 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 whoa. We can bring a raya from our Mishnah. Rehuda Omer. Rehuda says a third opinion. Sometimes it's sold, sometimes it's not sold. My lav, amai de ka'amr tanakama kai. Rehuda is Rehuda not going on that. He must be going on that with Tanakama and Rehuda are arguing about. Right? So Rehuda is talking about the case in which the stuff is on the donkey at the time of the sale. So it must be that the Machlokas Nachum Amadi and the Tanakama is talking about where the stuff is on the donkey at the time of the sale, right? That's why he's continuing on with it. Says Gemara, lo, not a raya. Rabbi Yehuda, beep, turn the page. Milsa achrisi gamar. He's talking about someone else who's not shy to that previous conversation. Says Rashbam, Inu Ayri B'She'in Odan Olav. They're talking about when it's not on it. But Odan Olav, they're very called Machar. But when it's on it, everyone says Machar. So Behuda, La'afluge Adukia Didhu, and he's coming to argue that Filu Ba'odan Olav, even when it's on it, Pam Hashem Rechurin, the times when it's still not going to be sold even when it's on it. So we don't have a Now we're going to try to go and bring a Raya that the Mishnah is talking about a case in which the kelim was not on the donkey when it was sold. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Tashima, Machar es Hakaron. Right, we saw the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah on yesterday's daf, that if he sells a wagon, lo machar es Hapradus, he didn't sell the mule, doesn't go along with it. Vitani Rabbi Tachlifa bar Maravo kamed Rabavo. He said Machar es Hakaron, Machar es Hapradus. If he sold the wagon, you did sell the mules. And he says, we said, lo machetanan. He says, it's not sold. Vamalei, Ismaya. What, you want me to go and delete this? Vamalei, lo, don't delete it. Titar game as nischar ba'adukinbo. Just explain the braisa when it's saying it is sold along with it, that the mules are attached to the wagon when they're sold. Mechal de masisha ba'adukinbo. Which seems to imply that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the mules are not attached to it at the time. Now, the fact that the earlier Mishnah we brought over there is talking about where they're not on it, Seifa Nami B'Sheinu D'Olav, must be talking about their Seifa, which is this part of Mishnah, is also talking about it's not on it as well. Says more Adirabba, just the opposite. Ema Reisha. If you want to bring this Raya, if you want to bring a raya from a previous Mishnah, Ema Reisha, then look at the first Mishnah of the parak, of Ayin Gimel, when you're selling a boat. It says, Avalo Machar, Lo Es Avadim, Belo Es Antiki. What doesn't go along with it? Lo Machar, you didn't sell the slaves that go along with it, and not the Antiki. If I mean, he said, my Antiki, he said, what's Antiki? Amar Papa, Iska de Begava. That's talking about the merch that's over there. So we see that the first Mishnah is talking about stuff that's there at the time of the sale. I mean, the race of Odon Olav. If the race is talking about when it's still on it, Sefer Naim Odon Olav, must be the Sefer is also talking about where it's still on it. Ella Tana Mili Mili Katani. So it must come out that the Tana of these Mishnayos is teaching separate cases entirely. You can't bring a Raya from previous Mishnayos about what's going on in this particular Mishnah. So you see, if we're going to go to earlier Mishnahs, it's much more one way, and earlier than that Mishnah is much more the other way. So it must be that it's talking about separate Dinyanim Mikelon of the other one. Simon Zagam Nisan. Zgam Nisan. Here we go. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, Usum Kusvana, Achum Hamade, Kulus Velo Kimizabin Ishmide, Yuvachotash Mishde Mizabin. All of them are of the opinion that what? When a person sells something, he's selling it with all of its stuff. It comes, all the stuff comes along with it. Rabbi Lezer de Tanan, we're not from in the Mishnah early in the Pesach Zaman Rebeis. Rabbi Lezer was of the opinion, he says, Amocher Beis Abad, Mocher Es HaKora. When you sell the Aleph Press, you're also selling the beam. Then it comes along with it. Rabbi Lezer Omei says, Amocher Es Beis Abad, Mocher Es HaKora. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de Tanana, we learned in the Mishnah we saw earlier. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Hamacher, so you sell the city, Macher is a santer, you sell the santer. Either that's the town clerk, the one who knows all the boundaries, or it's the fields that are surrounding it. Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Meir, Omer, Gamacher, so Kerem, you sell a vineyard, Macher, Tashmisha, Kerem, all the accessories of it come along with it. Says Rashbam, the low Tanan, love, Mastisan, Uka Abba Shal, Askon, love, Tosefta. Rabbi Nasan Simchas Bitzis Vidu Wobogis. Rabbi Nasan Simchas. That's in the beginning of our paragraph. We're talking about sell the ship. It comes along with it, these small little boats. Nachamadi Hadam and Nachamadi, the one that we just said right now, that the donkey stuff comes along with it. Beautiful. Zuck, the next part of the next, the Halakha Mishnah. Every Dom Rapan Mechurim, sometimes it is sold, and it's a Kalim come along with it, and sometimes not. How so? What do we mean? Says the Mishnah, Ketzad. So if we're standing in front of it, has the stuff on, and he says, like the kid is right now, it means it, as is with everything on it. He says, oh yeah, this donkey, then it means not it, even though it's wearing it. Maishna chamorcha zu, maishna chamorcha hu. Nice. If it's chamorcha zu, then you get everything. If it's chamorcha hu, then you just get the donkey. What's the difference between the two different lashonos though? So the Gemara Merava, Chamar Chazu, when you say Chamar Chazu, this one, which means including everything, Yada the Chamar Didehu. We don't know what it says. How did Chamar Leizu? The fact that it says Zu, Mishum Kalev Chamar Leizu. He's talking about because of the Kalev, and it's on it. Chamar Chahu, when he says just the Chamar, the Lo Yada, the Chamar Didehu. He didn't know if it's his Chamar. He's like, if this is yours, then yes. Valch Chamar Leizu, what he means. Chamar Chahu, Shatim Karenali, is this your donkey that you could sell to me? If yes, then great. And if not, then no. But if yes, then it just means it itself, but it doesn't mean everything else that comes along with it. Zok the next Heiliger Mishnah. Hamocher is chamar. Somebody who sells a donkey, says Rashbam Stam. He sells a donkey. Mocher is a siach. He also sold along with it. It's siach. Says Rashbam. That would be in fancy English a foal. Says F O A L. Says Rashbam Binoshel Chamar Kori Siach. That's what it's called. Mocher is a par. We sell a cow. Lo mocher is bedab. It doesn't come along with it. It's kid. Says Rashbam. But Gemara Mefarish Ma'ishna Par Mechamar. What's the difference between a cow and a donkey? This is an important note. Like, if you want to call someone a name, you got to know the difference between whether you're calling him a chamor or you're calling him a cow. Anyway, lo machas benot. Machar ashpa. If you sell a garbage dump, Rashman says, makom amok gimel o gavo shlosha sharagel los sham zevel bayamosav. It's a place where you drop all the zevel, right? All of the manure. Machar ashpa. If you sell this dump, machar zivla, then he sold the manure that's with it. Machar bor, machar meimer. If you sell a pit, then Rashi B'Shpam says, Shalmayim mechunasim, with the water pit. Water's got up to there. You're selling the water with it. Machar kaveris, machar dvorim. If you sell a beehive, you're also selling the bees that are going along with it. Says Rashbam, the kohani, the kachoshev, betile lahani, the kviyeh. The things that are chashev are batel, the things that are kavua. Aval, machar zvalo, if you sold the zevel, just the manure, lamachar shpos, doesn't mean you sold the dump. Machar meima, if you sold the water, lamachar bar, you didn't sell the bar. V'chein kulam, milsa de pshita, hi velo, esich lemista, is something that's a pashit, you never have to be told. Last part, machar shovach, machar yonim, you sold the dove coat, you also sold, says Rashbam, says the Mishnah, you also sold the doves in it, says Rashbam, shovcho, Vishabahim lisocha, the shovach and the things that come inside of it. Or the Misocha says Shebo. 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 Okay. Zokta Ilagi Gemara. Hechidami. What are we talking about? Idam Alehi Ubina. If it's selling, I'm selling you this animal and its kid. I feel a parabino nami. Then even the by the cow also is getting the kid, the calf. Idalom Alehi Ubina. If you didn't say it and its kid, I feel a chamor nami. Then even the habor also shouldn't get the kid. Why does the kid go along with it? It says, Rishbam Hilkach. Lo macher es bina the sphere leila haitana de ain have ben nimkar bechlala aim, mishom de gufin mechulakan, and these two different bodies. If you have shalaben leos below aim, the kid will be without the mother. I feel chamor nami. Lo yum korsiach bechlala chamor. Then by the chamor also, the foal shouldn't go along with the yon. So what's going on? Manavshach says the Gemara, Amra papa, da amale chamor minika upar minika nimochalach. We're talking about a case where the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you a nursing cow and a nursing donkey. Now, bish. On the par, we understand by a par, by the cow. We understand why a person would say a nursing cow, and that is, meaning the cow has milk over there, even if you're not getting the cow, the baby cow coming, the calf come along with it, because all I need the cow for the milk, so by saying nursing, it does not a raya that this animal is going to be included with it. El chamor, when it comes to a chamor, the milk is in kosher. Right, she can't use it anyway. Says the Rishbam, she ain't tzarich l'chalba. Haydam leminika sheyesh l'vlad kamer. It means a vlad. Ve'im a vlad mochalo. Command the parish behadi behedya hi ubna dami. Right, so it says my kamer. Like, what's he saying to him? Shmamina hi ubna kamer. Like, so if I go and I say I want a milk, we're talking about the cases a nursing cow and a nursing donkey. In the case of the nursing cow, I'm not getting the animal along with it because what shaykhis? What do I care about the baby cow? But you said the nursing one must be you mean the baby, right? And it says no, I just need it because I want to make sure that there's milk over there. When you talk about the one of the hamor, you say nursing. Why would I say that? Can't because of the milk because I'm not letting it anyway. Must be it's for the actual foal, and that's why it goes along with it. Says Rishbam, it's like he said straight up, the donkey and its bebe. It's like he said beubna, right? Straight up. Why is it called a siach? No, because it goes after those who speak to it nicely. Says Rishbam, bekriya benachas ubermiza holich makom shadum chavitz. It goes where you want. Avazalkein tsarich mardea, right? But if it gets older, ooh, then you got to start prodding it to go. So when it's little, it's called that. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsev. What does it mean when it says the pasuk Al Kain Yomru Hamoshlim? Parshas Chukas, my son's bar mitzvah. Parsha Al Kain. I'll read the whole pasuk Al Kain Yomru Hamoshlim. Bo Cheshbon, Tibon of Sikon Ir Sichon. Regarding this, the poets would say, "Come to Cheshbon, let it be built and established as a city of Sichon." Ki Ish Yatzah BeCheshbon LaHava Mikiras Sichon Achla Or Moav Baalei Bomas are known because a fire has come from the Cheshbon and a flame from the city of Sichon. It consumed Ar Moav, these two, Ar of Moav, the masters of Arnon's heights. Oylucha Moav, avadat ha'am, k'mosh nasan, bud of palatim, v'nosa b'shvin, l'melech ha'mori Sichon. Woe to you, Moav, you are lost, so the people of Chamosh. He made sons fugitives and his daughters captives of the king of Amori Sichon. And Vaniram Alvar Cheshbon Adivam Vanasim Adnofach Hashar Admeidva. The sovereignty over Cheshbon was lost. It was removed from Divon and laid waste to Nofet, which reaches up to Meidva. What do we learn after the thing? It says this idea, Al Kain Yomra Moshlim, Ha Moshlim Eilo, Moshlim Yitzim, Moshlim, those who rule over, means the ones who rule over their Yetzer. Ah, Elo, says Rashbam, Tzadikim, Kedachsev, the Tzadikim, Moshlim Rucho, Milochid Ir. Pasuk in Mishle, Tzadik Moshel Yuri Elokim, Pasuk in Shmuel, that they rule over their things. Bo Chesbon, Bo Vinach, Shov Chesbono Shel Olam. Right, so the Tzadikim is what we're talking about over here, right? And we're saying, come and do this to a cheshbon of cheshbono shel olam, an accounting of the veld. Hefsed mitzah keneged schara. Let's weigh out the mitzah's loss against what you're going to gain. What are you going to lose by doing a mitzah versus what are you going to gain? Says the Rashbam, shemizbatel mirevach b'shvil she'oseg b'mitzah. You're going to lose out from doing business because you're doing a mitzvah. Oh, nasan tzedakah, or you gave tzedakah, maximum money, you lost money. Can I get schar mubalasid? What kind of schar are you going to get in the future? Uschar aveira going to get a seda. And what are you going to gain by doing an aveira versus what are you going to lose? Right? When you go and you gain by doing a mitzvah, you got to weigh it out. Says Rashbam, shelo listakar ba'aveira, achshav, can I get a seda, shiafsid yosid lasid? Don't go and get involved with the aveira. We're going to gain now a little bit versus what you're going to lose in the future. Tibon of sikonin, you'll be built and established. Ima ta'osakain, if you do this, you do this. Cheshbon, which will stop you from doing, getting involved with your yetzer. Says Rashbam, lachshav hefsik and agaschar, think it out. Tibon of ba'olam hazeh, you'll be built up in ba'olam hazeh, you'll be built up in this world. V'tikonin lo maba, and you're going to be set up and established for the world to come as well. Ir Sichon, but then it continues, it says, Ir Sichon, im meisim adam, asbo ke'ai yirzeh. A person doesn't listen to this, but he makes himself like this baby a donkey. Shem mispate b'yitzro, midivrei ha'pikorsim ve'inu moshe b'yitzro. He gets taken, he doesn't listen to he listens to Yitzhar. Shemalach achar sichon na, he goes after this nice talk, like the donkey does. Listen to Yitzhar, maksiv acharav, what does he say afterwards? Pasuk continues and says, Ki eish yatsa mi cheshbon, a fire has come from cheshbon, teitze eish mim chashvin, a fire is going to come forth from those who make the accounting, v'tochal she'enu machshvin, and they consume those who do it. Right? Like it says, the Rashbam points out, like the Gemara said, we saw in Daf Ayin Hey, that in the Olam Haba, one's going to be burned by the heat of the chuppah. Those are more tzaddikim. It says Rashbam, Tetzei Eish Menem Mechashavim, HaTzaddikim, from those who were Mechashiv, that tzaddikim, V'tochel L'sheinim Mechashavim, it's going to eat up and burn it up. Kedemir Nepirkan Le'el, Kol Echad V'yechad Nichem Mechupasa Shechaver, Chupasa Shechatem Mechupasa Shechaver, Agadu Menu. They get burned up in it. V'lehava Mikir HaSichon, and a flame from the city of Sichon, Mikir HaSadikim Tzidko Sichon. The flame is going to come from the city of the tzaddikim, who are called Sichon, who are called trees. That's what they're called. Says Rashbam, Shenikru Sichon Ilanos, Kedachsev, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach Keres Balvanon, Yizke, the Tzadik Katamar Yiflach, like an Eres Balvanon, like a cedar tree. Uksev, and it says, Vehu Omeid Bein Hadassim, right? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hadassim Ela Tzadikim, Kedachsev, Vehi Omein Es Hadassim, Uksev, Amarti Ele Betamar, V'am Rabbanon, they explain, Ani Amarti Ele Betamar, V'lo Al Sabiyadi, Ela Sansan, Umanu Chananya Mishal Vazaria. Tachas Echad as Achas Asichin, like the person is in Parashas. Takamina Tachos Chad Min Ilonya. right? V'ksiv nami v'chol siach asada terem u'metargaminan v'chol ilane chakla. Back in the Gemara, we continue the pasuk achla armav, consumed armav zeh mahalech acher yitzro ba'ay ke'ayir zeh shemalech acher sicha na. This is like is going to be the flames are going to consume the person who follows the desires like a baby donkey which follows the gentle talk. And it says bale bamas arnon ilugase ruach, the masters of arnon's heights. These are people that are bale gaiva. Tamamar kol mishish bogas ruach nofa b'gehinom. Anyone as gaiva, he's going to fall into gehinom. Vaniram, when it says with vaniram amar rasha ein ram, there's no God. Right, the Brisa says there's no God on high. Avad cheshbon shel olam, the cheshbon was lost, the accounting of the world is lost. He says Hashem doesn't, you know, he's not going to account for, you know, people, what they've done in this world. Says Rashbam, klomer, less din v'less dying. Nah, I'm okay, totally fine. Adivon omar kosh bochu hamtin ad sheyavo din. Adivon means, kosh bochu says, Russia, wait until judgment's going to come. V'nashim, peep, turn the page. Ayin test, ad nofach, ashov eish she'inu tzvich nipuach. What does it mean? Ad nofach, that means until a fire is going to come that needs no fanning. It's going to be bastante intenso infierno. Says Rashbam, klomer eish she'menupach me'atzma. It's like blows on its own. Kedichsev tochleu eish v'lo nofach, like it says in Eov. Ad medva ad shetadiv nishbasan, until it agonizes the soul. Rashbam says kemo v'davo nefesh adiv esnafshecha, right? So painful experiences. V'amr la, and others explain what does it mean. Ad medva ad the avid my debay. Hashem is going to allow the fire to rage until he's done what he wants to do. To do to the tzaddik, to the rishayim in the world to come. So it's Rashbam, Ad David, Kutcha Brichu, my deba'i lamehavah, when he wants to do the rishayim lolam abba, tilba lolam azeh, darkam tzlacha, kadil letardam lolam abba. In this world, their world is their life is smooth, everything's good, and we're for him to lose lolam abba. Ad darish le, ad da'avadu meidva darish le, Darishlay, my deba'i lashon katzer, it's a lashon katzer over there, until Hashem takes care of what he wants to take care of. Anyone who separates him from the Torah, fire consumes him. The Pasuk says, I'm going to set my face against them from the fire. They've departed from fire, and the fire will consume them. Right? If they left the Torah, which is like fire, then fire is going to go and eat them up, says Rashbam. Right? Eish das lamo pasaku be yirmiyo. Kiyas Rav Dima Amar Rav Yochanan kol avaris atzav b'divrei Torah, somebody who separates himself from the idea of shteigen and learning Torah. Nofa b'gehinom, he falls into Gehinom. Shenemar the pasuk says, Adam Torah miderech haskel, a man who strays in the path of wisdom from the Torah, bekahal refai minuach, will be stuck in the kahal, in the congregation of Rifaim. Vein Rifaim el Gehenim. Rifaim is talking about Gehenim. Shenemar the pasuk says in Mishlei, Velo yada ki Rifaim sham be'imke shol kru'ea. He doesn't know that Rifaim is there in the depth of Gehenim, are her invited ones. So maybe it's a good idea to get involved with learning a little bit of Torah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.